1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Power Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
It's a good idea to have your lawn equipment inspected and serviced before you put it away for the season. Prairie Land Partners John Deere gives you the power of choice when it comes to your service needs. Choose from a silver or gold service package. It's that easy. Call, stop by, or visit PrairieLandPartners.com to schedule your lawn equipment service today.
Delivering the right solution.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this first Monday of October. It is 7:22, 51 degrees on our way to 82 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker on the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness CEO, Amanda Cunningham. Amanda, good morning.
Hey, Amanda.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Doing pretty good.
Good. Well, thanks for joining us here today. We had a chance to talk with Amanda briefly last week about a brand new grant for Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness. It's 2 years, $2.3 million, and it's part of the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration's Community Mental Health Center grant program. Amanda, we had a chance to talk, I think it was Thursday, Friday. How pleased are you that you were able to secure this, and really, how long did you have to wait before you had the announcement?
Well, we are very, very excited. As a private nonprofit, it's very hard to come up with funding to do new programs. And so it's just so exciting because we get to do just that and have the opportunity to do so with the funding. We did write the grant. I can't even tell you which month it was, to be honest, several months ago. And so we've been anxiously awaiting the news so that we can determine how we can move forward and when.
Well, I think that most people realize that grant writing is a tough go. I mean, it's a skill, and you obviously need these at times to survive too, and to do all the things that not only you want to do, that you hope you continue to be able to do. What went into the grant writing process here, Amanda?
Well, I had great support from members of our team, and we spent a lot of time working on it, but we also did utilize a private company to help us write the grant, who has very extensive knowledge about the SAMHSA grants, because it is a federal grant, so there's lots that does go into it. And so we had individuals that were helping us wordsmith and do some of that work, but we had a lot of key members of our staff that put a lot of heart and energy and time into it as well.
What are some of the different things that you had to put into the grant, whether it's your current situation or some of the goals and objectives that clearly you got to use this money for?
Yeah, so the money was really a effort to improve access across the nation with the response of COVID. So knowing that COVID limited some access for individuals and that people are going to start experiencing more mental health because of it, they really want to put some effort into the focus of access. And so that's really what we were looking at. So how can we improve the way that individuals get into services, who gets into services, and then also a lot of it was how to retain staff and make sure that there are ways to take care of staff to keep them going.
Again, $2.3 million grant to help expand services and more at Crosswinds, and we're with Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness CEO Amanda Cunningham this morning. So specifically, any guidelines on what the money specifically has to be used for, Amanda?
Yeah, so it's very clear cut of how we have to utilize it. It's not going to go in our operations or anything like that. So it's purely money to put forth the efforts that we identified in the grants. So we're calling it Expanding Services, Strengthening Communities. Obviously, our goal is to provide however we can in the different communities that we serve. And so there's lots of things to expand what we have, starting with open access. We'll have some consultation on how to get that going and how to staff where individuals, when they call for an intake or need services, can come in same day, which is pretty incredible. I know that's a lot of frustration sometimes, especially in mental health, is you call today with the concern that you have to wait, 3 days, 5 days, 7 days. And so sometimes with mental health issues, those things lessen, and so you don't always come in and get the help that you were looking for. And so we're really excited about that. And we also are going to be really focused on finding ways to serve the underutilized groups. So culturally, Hispanic populations don't typically reach out for services, or there's a lot of cultural stigma that is attached to that. And so we're really wanting to find ways to reduce that stigma and make it more accessible. We're going to be looking for bilingual staff to help us in that endeavor. And also the agriculture population, that's an area that we've been really trying to think about how we can get more access into that community. Again, there are a lot of stigma associated with mental health. And so, you know, we get to focus a lot on how we market and get information out to those communities as well. So you'll see a lot more kind of marketing presence, hopefully, in those different areas. And then, again, talking about that staff retention and some things that we can do for our staff.
So will there be any problem spending the $2.3 million putting that to use?
That's a great question. I don't think so. I mean, the only thing that would make that an issue is if we can't fill all those positions, or, you know, we over budgeted for some items and just doesn't cost us that much. But I think we'll get very close, and we're going to do our best to make sure that we can implement that money into the community and the services that we can provide.
Along those lines here, Amanda, is this one of those things too where this is a one-time grant, or here in a couple of years can you reapply and possibly secure additional fundraising to make this more of a long-term approach here for Crosswind?
I think this, as far as I know, will be a one-time grant. And like I said, it was a national push, and we had several community mental health centers in Kansas that got to take advantage of it. I think there will be other SAMHSA grants. So as you know, through that press release, this is going to help us start the process to move into that model of certified community behavioral health clinics. I think there'll be grants that are associated with implementing that type of modality in the different community mental health centers.
I was going to ask you about that here, Amanda. For folks that are just hearing this, and this is something that you've talked about here the last few times you've been on air with us this year, what is the current setup, and how does this new CCBHC approach change the game here for you?
Okay, great question. So what it really does for us as community mental health centers is it opens up funding from the federal side of the government, because currently any block grants we receive are from Kansas. And so this allows us to get more reimbursement for services. We haven't had an increase in how much we get paid for services since like 2006. And so that's really the big thing, is because we are finding ourselves really battling for workforce. And it's a really difficult job. And if we can't pay people well enough to want to, you know, be part of that mission, then it's really hard to keep them. And so really what that does is just allow us to have a more operational funding so that we can keep our staff longer and make sure that they're, you know, able to stay in that field.
That seems to be a common theme among many businesses and organizations these days. What was the reaction when you found out you were going to receive $2.3 million in grant money? What was the mood of the staff there, Amanda?
I mean, very light, and it's very exciting, and, you know, it was fun to see how it was shared across different staff with our agency. I think our staff are probably not even quite sure what to think about it, because, you know, we're going to start meeting this week and figure out how to roll it all out. And so I think the more they hear about it, the more they're going to be excited. We've been trying to put little tidbits of information out there for them of what this is going to look like, but it's also going to be a struggle. I mean, it's really going to push us to think differently and change some of the ways that we provide service. And so we hope that we can get that information out there to everybody and make sure they understand it, so we can keep frustrations down, because, you know, everybody does not like change. So we're going to try to make that as seamless as possible for both staff and consumers. But it's a big deal, and it's going to be a good thing.
Do you have any official start time when you have to get things rolling here specifically with that open access? Or is this one of those things where you can develop this and essentially do this on your own time?
Nope, it's pretty structured. So as we wrote that grant, you know, we put timelines in, and pretty much a lot of it is going to have to start within that first 4 months. So we have to have, you know, job descriptions and jobs posting, and hopefully have some people hired. We're going to have the consultation going pretty quickly, and probably the marketing plan as well. And so it's hit the boot, you know, ground running and get going.
We're here to help.
Anything you need.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
All right, Amanda.
I appreciate the opportunity to get on and talk about it. It is very exciting time.
Thanks, Amanda. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
All right. Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness CEO Amanda Cunningham, that $2.3 million grant to expand services and the great work that they do at Crosswinds.
Absolutely. And if you'd like to be part of our Newsmaker segment, this week is full and already part of next week is full. Our first available date's a week from Wednesday, the 13th. So if you want to get on the program for next week, you probably better call us now, 342-1400, or email kvwe@kvwe.com. Tomorrow we will continue our look at area school districts and how things are going here for the fall term. USD 251 North Lyon County Superintendent Bob Blair will join us in the Newsmaker slot.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners John Deere. KVOE live and local. Good morning, 732, 51 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
I'm sorry, but you have breast cancer.
Those are the words heard every 21 seconds by another woman being diagnosed.